Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you both?
Yeah, very good. Thanks for making time.
No problem.
So, you know the drill. You've heard a few of them?
I have. They're really good. They're really interesting. It's nice to hear everyone's voices again.
So, you know what we'll do? We'll kind of go through and find out whether you're making sourdough, what you're watching, all that sort of stuff. The crucial question is, are you baking any sourdough at the moment?
So, we had quite a funny yeast experience at our local farm shop. We phoned up because they closed down, but they were doing deliveries. And we phoned up and she's really good at the upsell, right. This lady from the local farm shop. And she was like, what, are you doing any baking? Because we've just got yeast in. And we were like, yeah, great. Send us some yeast. And this like giant block that I can only describe as like some sort of clay or plasticine arrived. And it was it's basically like fresh yeast. I was expecting a little sort of packet of dried yeast. Apparently you can freeze it. But honestly, we just spent like 20 minutes carving up this giant block of yeast. And it's just sitting in our freezer because we don't actually know how to use it. But apart from that, we did the classic banana bread milestone. That came out quite well.
No sourdough?
No, we haven't done sourdough.
Sounds like you're not in London though, Anna, if you've got a farm shop.
We actually moved. It was really stressful. So we moved house the day of lockdown. So we used to live really central. We used to live on Oxford Street in this amazing flat on Oxford Street, but it was busy and it felt like we never left work. And we moved out in December and we were living in Cambridge for a couple of months near my family. And we were building a new house. We were building this barn in the countryside and the virus started to kick off and we were not sure whether we were going to, you know, if the build was going to finish in time or we were going to be able to move in. And we were driving down. Our removal company cancelled because they started getting symptoms. So we had to rent a van and my husband was driving it and I was driving the car. And in the car, the radio announced that government's advised you not to move house, even if you're supposed to move, like now, don't move house. And I was like, do we turn around? What do we do?
So no sourdough. Perhaps that's a London thing, sourdough.
Yeah, I think also we have loads of yeast. And I think the thing with sourdough is you don't need yeast, I think.
No, that's right, yeah.
Did you watch Tiger King?
Yeah, I did. I watched a couple of episodes, but I sort of lost interest. My husband Vaughan watched it all the way through and I sort of dipped in and out.
I can see Vaughan quite liking it, actually.
Yeah, he's really, because he's a director, they love absorbing film and like a lot more than I probably should as a creative. I'm probably like one of the only people who can get into it. The reason I put it on for both of us, I get massive FOMO when I see like memes of TV shows and I don't understand the memes. So yeah. I saw so many Tiger King memes on Instagram and Twitter and I was like, I don't understand any of them. So I put it on because I was getting sort of meme FOMO. But then, yeah, there's like 10 plots in each episode.
That's bizarre.
Like there's 10 documentaries within that one documentary.
So recommend something that people who are bored out their brains at the moment could watch that they might not have considered watching.
I'm really late to the party with this, but Knives Out is incredible. I know it was out sort of end of last year, but because Vaughan gets all the screeners for the Oscars. So we've got like a lockdown pile of DVDs to get through.
Amazing.
I just think the writing is incredible. It's like a classic murder mystery, but like with this modern twist. It's a bit like, so my other recommend if you haven't watched it is Succession. Succession is kind of similar, like Knives Out and Succession both have this sort of family, you know, money-driven
plotline.
And there's these like really interesting family dynamics around both of them.
Anna, are you drinking more or less alcohol?
Less, definitely. I'm much more of a kind of the sort of celebratory aspect around drinking. You know, I really miss that kind of when you've had a really good week at work and you all go to the pub on a Friday and you just chat and the night sort of unfolds. I know lots of people have handled lockdown differently, but I like to keep it sort of a clear mind at the moment.
So, Anna, do you clap on a Thursday?
Is this a new question? So we were like big clappers in the beginning and the last 2 weeks we haven't because you just see a lot of stories about what it's like for the frontline workers and they really just want to get paid properly and have proper protection equipment. So the clap seems bad now. Do you know what I mean? It seems like, oh, it's okay. But don't worry about paying you properly. So I've kind of gone from almost like in tears on the doorstep, like, oh my God, can you believe they're so amazing, to like, no, like, please just pay them and just take care of them.
So you see that as an either or?
Yeah, I don't know why I had a sudden change of heart. I don't know. Both of my parents worked in the NHS their whole lives. I think my mum still claps because we did a family quiz the other night and we had to stop at 8 o'clock for everyone to go out and clap.
If you're in the middle of the countryside, can you notice any differences with the environment? Cleaner air, louder birds?
It's like animals are farthing word out here. It's like deer, squirrels, rabbits, very loud birds. Like, we walked past a pond the other day and this giant fish jumped out, jumped with joy because no one's allowed in the fishing lakes. I don't know what it was like here before we moved in, so I don't know if it's changed because of the lockdown or if it was always like this. It was probably sort of always like this.
What's the biggest discovery about yourself since you've been in lockdown for 8 weeks or so?
I mean, my one's been around slowing down, really. I started at the agency on placement 10 years ago. And then after about 6 years, I was promoted to ECD. So I don't think my feet have really touched the ground in 10 years. And it's been, you know, an incredible experience, like making so many ads, you know, traveling around the world, amazing creative people, amazing directors. But I'm not sure that it's sustainable. I think I got a little bit sort of caught up in the culture of busy. Everyone's so creative and productive. You don't like moments of downtime. I actually think I think the wheels were coming off a little bit for me towards the end of last year. And now it's been a really, really good for me to just sort of not be running at that speed, you know, and just taking time out, slowing down, taking stock.
Yeah, great.
That brings us on to the bog roll question then.
Oh my God, you know what? I thought I was doing quite well because I found 20, which I think is quite mid-table. Yeah. And then I opened a cupboard door and there was an 18-pack hiding in there.
You got 38 or did you find any more?
I've got 38.
38. Okay, well, that's respectable. You're in the middle there.
Next question. Are you a mask wearer?
When we walk the dog around here, we don't wear masks. But if we have to go out, definitely. Like, I'm quite...
If you have to meet people, if you have to see people. So it sounds like there's no people where you are. You're pretty isolated.
Yeah, we have got neighbours, but not close. Like, you don't get close to them. And, like, we sort of keep our distance. If we have to take the dog to the vet, which we do have to do every 2 weeks, we put the masks on. But, they've got a good setup now. So you stick the dog in the boot, and they come out, and they take the dog out the boot and take it in the vet. And do what they need to and then bring the dog back. But even so, it's still... But yeah, Vaughan's got quite a big beard now, so I don't even know that the masks work on beards.
I tell you what, whilst I'm here, we keep on talking about barns, because obviously, Dave, you know that I live in a barn. Vaughan and Anna live in a barn, and Vaughan's always lived in barns. Me and Vaughan set up a WhatsApp group, and we've rang Barnes from the mill on it. And so we both rang him. We FaceTime videoed him from our barns, and he was on a platform station in Northampton or somewhere where he lives, where he commutes in from every day. And we rang him up and we went, "All right, Barnes, how's it going?" And he went, "What are you two doing?" We said, "We've set up this group. It's for people with Barnes. And because your name is Barnes, we thought you could be part of it."
Did he join?
No, he had the right up with us. He said, "What are you wasting my time for?" He went, "I'm trying to get on the 546 back to Northampton or wherever it was." Sorry, I had to share that with you.
Can I get on the WhatsApp group now then?
Oh yeah, we can start a new one.
Do you know what? Talking about, have you learned anything? I have learned how to build furniture without arguing, because we had, you know, you have to, obviously when you move house, like, sort out all the furniture, but we couldn't have anyone in the house. And so we've had to build all of our furniture. It's been like, it's quite chunky furniture. It's not like sort of easy IKEA flat pack stuff, which I'm terrible at anyway, but that's definitely something.
That's a skill you've developed.
I can see that, how that could be quite a useful skill actually with the two of you, when there's two of you and there's a lot of furniture to build. I can imagine that it could probably get quite heated after a while.
But I'm like, I'm physically weak as well. Like, I'm really bad at lifting and trying to get the bed up the stairs. I was like, why is this happening? I was like, I thought I was gonna like physically just get squashed by a bed and that was gonna be the end. It's like, it doesn't matter about going out and worrying about coronavirus. This bed is gonna like flatten me.
Can you name an ad that you've seen, Anna, over this period
that I like?
You could, that you like or hate.
Okay. I saw this on I actually saw it on the New York Wave Instagram account. But I thought the answer their call from the Reform Prison charity was incredible.
I can tell you a little bit about those. Aaron's been recording those every day with prisoners in New York prison every day. And he said sometimes shit just goes crazy when he's recording them.
So what are they? Sorry, explain them again.
You overhear these phone calls and it's like people talking about what they're going to do, like, after the virus. You know, they're like, I'm going to, you know, see my grandkids and I'm going to go to church. And I'm like, I really love my Big Macs. But it's overlaid against this, like, really nice photography. It's not like, I don't know, it just feels a bit more, like, raw, but optimistic, but nostalgic. Yeah. There's something about the photography that's incredible. And it's, like, positive and it sounds positive. And then it cuts to photography and you sort of see these people in prison. And, oh, I know, that's where the sound's really good, that it sort of cuts and it's like you're receiving a call from, you know, United States Penitentiary Service or, you know, wherever it is. And yeah. You realize that they're in prison. They're not just people talking from their homes about what they're going to do after the virus. Yeah. And they're just talking about how they can't escape it because it's sort of ripping through the American prison system. It's just really powerful and really good. And I do like that they have a reason to be putting work out there. I think some brands are kind of filling space and airtime, but they have a reason.
It's funny, Dave, because Aaron Rungley said, why have you been sitting there talking to people and having fun with Dave every day? I've been ringing up prisons and talking to prisoners every day for 6 hours.
Aaron's doing those, is he?
Yeah. Yeah, so he's been doing it every day. He's been, we've been doing this and he's been doing that. Because I went, oh, it's tiring, this is. And he went, you want to try doing prisoners for 6 hours. Okay, is that everything, Dave?
Excellent. I think we've got everything. Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant. Well, thanks for your time, Anna. That was great.
It's lovely to chat to you.
All right, thanks, Anna.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.